to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, how's it going? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stahl. Finished drinking?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I will continue drinking.
Yeah, it's all right, it's grand. It's drink tea.
Throughout the bonus episode. How are you?
This bonus episode is called The Tea Sessions, where we spill all the tea.
That sounds very good, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
Don't rob it.
Can we bring out a bonus episode where we just
see on the wall and go loud next week, The Tea Sessions with two influencers?
Spill the tea.
Nothing wrong with it.
It's a great idea.
I think we've put out enough episodes lately. There's been a lot of episodes.
There has been, with the Charles Manson and the main episodes and the bonus episodes.
Three a week for the last month.
I talk so much on this podcast that when I go home,
there's no talking.
I'm all talked out.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
I'm when I leave trying to talk to me. And yeah. I'm like,
No.
What do you want for dinner? We just order something.
Well, mate, yeah.
Any questions? Before we wander off, you know. We always do that, don't we?
From Connor. This was sent on Monday.
Okay.
You'll remember from the last bonus episode. So this was sent the day of the release of the last bonus episode.
Mm-hmm.
In the last bonus episode, Joe made quite the point about how he was going to, by the time that episode is out, he would have announced this drive to raise money for a charity so he could, and if he got it, he'd run the marathon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People probably don't need to be caught up on this one, but just in case they missed it, Joe has been talking about how he could easily run the marathon with no training. Last week on the bonus episode, he doubled down on that and you were on Talking Bollocks, repeated that claim, and you've been making this claim for a few weeks. And on Thursday, you put up a donation link on your Instagram to where you said, if I raise €1,000 for, what's the charity?
Palestinian Children's Relief Fund.
There you go. So yep. If Joe could raise €1,000 for that, he would run the Dublin Marathon in 2 weeks' time with no training. And within about 12 hours, you had raised €1,000. So anyway, that's what's going on here. So Joe hadn't done that on Monday. Joe only Correct. Seemed to do that after he was on Talking Bollocks running his mouth.
Correct.
I noticed that correlation, Joe.
I have a lot going on.
Anyway, so Connor sent this before you did that. He says, that Joe McGuckin fella is a mouth. I don't see any donation link for the fella who said he can run a marathon. The only thing boring here is you, Joe. Put your money where your mouth is. P.S. Darren would smoke you in a marathon.
Ooh, well, I don't think so.
So that's Thanks, how the though. People were feeling.
Appreciate it.
That's how the people were feeling on Monday. There was anger.
And frustration.
They felt Joe had not followed through. He'd taken them all for a ride. Right? Then you put up the post with the donation link. Was that yesterday or Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
And by yesterday, you already had the... €1,000.
I hit the target, yeah.
So was it not 2,000 target?
I said 2,000 on the I just didn't think it would hit 2,000. And I didn't want to refund everyone. Sounds like hassle.
I've just said yesterday. Today is Friday. We're recording this on Friday. So yesterday is Thursday. That's what I'm talking about here.
So basically, like, you hit the goal.
Joe posted it on Wednesday. Anyway, we got this. So Joe posted that on Wednesday. We got this email on Thursday from Kian. He says, so we've gone from anger... And now we've drifted into, I don't know.
Is this the same guy?
No, this is Kian.
That was Connor. The other guy was Connor. The fella said I could beat you in a race. That was Connor.
I feel like Kian probably represents a lot of people here. He says, is there any way of recording Joe doing the marathon, either audio or visual? Seeing his confidence go down after every kilometre would be hilarious.
Would be good.
GoPro, he says it's a great cause donation-wise. So I think we've gone from people being pissed off that you were backing out of it to people now reveling in the thoughts of watching your downfall.
Basking in the Freudentroid.
Freudentroid.
Air fryer. You all are going to be shocked. What did Kane say?
Runs marathons regularly.
Yeah.
This is Kian who works here on the video team.
On the video team.
And yesterday Joe said to him, or we told Cian exactly what was going on, and we were sitting there, and Cian just turns and looks at Joe and goes, Joe, you could be in a bit of bother. There was genuine concern and fear on his face, and then he went on to tell us about how his dad runs marathons.
His dad runs marathons, and he ran a marathon that was similar to the one you're going to run, and he was getting sick for 7 hours straight.
Yep.
On and off.
Yeah.
And his nipples fell off into his pocket. Second bit didn't happen, but it can happen.
It can happen. It can happen. I ordered nipple plasters.
Did to you cover get,
me nipples.
They're essential.
Because I've got big nipples. I've said it on the podcast before.
Pepperoni yolks.
He was asking.
Oh, hangers.
Yesterday he was asking around the people on running shoes, people who go running in the office. And be like, yeah, yeah. And Joe tells us, I was thinking of getting some on AliExpress.
Yeah.
Because I said that I got the nipple plasters on AliExpress, and I was like, what else do you need? I don't, nothing. Other than shoes. Like, do you need special socks?
It would help.
Yeah.
Have special running socks.
You know where you
more
should
padded,
go?
More padded, yeah.
The Catalan. Just saying. Well,
you get a few bits
have
there.
All that sort of shit.
Go to one of the proper running shops and get them to give you the best possible shoes. Blood, you don't want your Achilles going two different ways.
What's your Achilles?
Your Achilles?
The back of your heel?
Tendon in your heel, yeah.
Oh, stop, will you? That's disgusting. That's rotten. That's not going
to
come off.
You're going to need to break the running shoes in, because you know when you get that rub?
That's true. Yeah, you
have to break them in.
Wearing your oh, this is,
you know, the rub you get, especially off, like, if you're running in vans, you'll definitely get that.
That can be running in a van. Running in a car.
Converse,
yeah.
Good luck with the nipple tape.
A lot of our prep for the live show was disrupted by this yesterday. Everything from people giving Joe advice on the gear to Joe giving us a demonstration of his running style.
So, on the spot.
It's this very upright kind of running gait he has.
Yeah. I just
Posture's good.
Running is running, lads. I mean, I think, do you know what?
Running is running.
There was somebody that came up to me and said, oh, I heard you're doing a marathon. I don't know him that well. He says, I heard you're doing a marathon. And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, good luck. I'm doing it myself, but I've been training for like 35 weeks or something. And the look of smugness on his face. I'm doing this marathon not for myself, but to wipe the smug look off all you runners.
And Gaza.
Yeah, and Gaza as well, yeah. Yeah, of course. I have an ingrown toenail as well.
Oh, you want to sort that out beforehand?
God. Oh my God, this is going to be fucking disaster. You showed us your running style yesterday. I thought, that's a very strange way of running, because you're like, your entire body is upright.
Yeah.
Good posture.
The only part of his body that moves is below his knee.
Yeah.
I don't understand. So anyway, this morning I actually went for a run, and I thought about
it. I could never picture him running.
When I started getting particularly tired, I thought, oh Jesus, Joe's going to be in for a rude awakening. And I decided I'd try and run for a few seconds, just the way you showed us yesterday. You can't propel yourself forward at all. I don't know what you're...
It's all in the calves.
Have you always run like that?
I don't run too often.
I don't have a weird run. I think everyone has a weird run.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a very weird run.
I feel like running is just running. I don't know that there's techniques to it. Whatever way your body feels like running.
The only thing you'll be running is the bat.
I think you're overestimating the marathon and underestimating the McGuckin fella. That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would say that, wouldn't you?
It's not. I think, yeah, it's running. It's a basic thing that our body is designed to do.
We went over all this last Monday. I don't think we should bore people by going
okay
anymore. We already have.
I feel like everyone's going to be disappointed because I'm going to do it, and everyone wants me to fail and suffer.
Maybe we'll all flip sides then, and it'd be like an inspiring, cheesy Hollywood film as you crawl across the line.
We'll be at the finish line, might we?
Few points.
Calling you a spoofer.
No, with a fucking ambulance.
Like, why would anyone run a marathon if it was so dangerous? How far did you run this morning?
Only 5K.
Only 5K.
Only
5K.
Could you do another 5K after? Oh, you bollocksed.
Oh, a bit of a breather. Yeah.
Legs were destroyed.
I didn't say they were destroyed. I said they were a bit sore when I got on the train. Then later on, they were a little aching me. And I said, oh, Joe has no idea what he's getting into.
Maybe I don't. I don't know. I think it'll be fine.
I think we should get 5K Chris on and ask him for his opinion.
Mm. He's just very positive. He'd be like, yeah, you can do it, Joe. Yeah. You can do it, honey. If you put your mind to it,
you can do it. Come on, let's go.
Anyone can do it. Let's go do it now.
Let's do it. Come on. Let's go. Are you ready?
Can I clip that and then just use that as motivation on my earphones when I'm running?
Me doing that?
Yeah.
Do you want me to try again?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Joe. You can do it. Let's go. Do it now.
Let's go.
Are you ready? Okay, you got this.
Not far now.
Nearly there. Are you getting sick? Oh, he's got sick all over himself. Stop getting sick, Joe. There's blood all over you.
Oh, that's the motivation I need. There's blood all over you.
And it's not from you.
Oh, did Kian. Kian here, he gave you a bit of warning too about what does happen to some people running a marathon.
They get delirious.
Well, yeah, he said he'd seen himself people getting delirious and running backwards. He'd seen other things.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Running backwards.
Like they were leaning backwards and to the points where they started running backwards like that.
He was seeing
because like, they were losing their mind.
See that, like,
yeah.
It's not actually happening.
No, what happened?
Oh. Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Could you do it backwards?
Probably be easier to do it backwards.
All right. We had that question last week about the surströmming, the fermented herring, the fish,
yep.
The Swedish dish. We've had a couple of messages from people saying, do not open that at the live show. One person warned me that we'd probably be kicked out of the venue.
What a,
that bad?
It's that bad.
Cover the venue? The stink?
Yeah.
Imagine your stomach after that.
Probably be lovely.
Yeah. Kev told us.
Shit your britches.
Kev told us he was watching an episode of QI years back and they were talking about it. But they weren't in for, basically, they weren't allowed to open the can on the show because the BBC had banned it because it would have stank out that whole studio for a very long time and all the other TV shows have to come in. Wouldn't be up to film because that's how bad the smell is.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes me more curious to know what it smells like.
Right, one last one.
Only one?
From Dean. Dean says he was listening to the episode where we're talking about is burger a sandwich?
Long time ago.
And he wants to know, if you put two pizzas together face to face, would that qualify as a sandwich?
No.
It's not bread.
Dough is bread.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it qualify as a sandwich?
A pizza sandwich?
You'd be a bit of a psycho.
You would be a strange person.
Did we say anything that's between two slices of bread as a sandwich originally? Mm. I think we did, didn't we?
I think we were talking about burgers.
Two slices of pizza... together is not a sandwich.
No, it's not. No. Why are we even thinking
like
about
toppings
this?
Don't count as the fillings. Maybe if you put like a slab of corned beef in the middle, then it's a sandwich. I don't know.
Well, what if this is a chicken pizza with big chunks of chicken? Like that's that would count.
Toppings don't count.
That would count in a sandwich.
No, the toppings are already on it.
So?
Embedded into the cheese.
No. Doesn't have to be cheese in a pizza.
Well, it kind of does.
Well, it doesn't.
It's not a pizza then. What is it? Bread with toppings that fall off.
Still pizza.
Probably. Is it? What constitutes a pizza then? Is it the tomato sauce?
Let me get the definition of pizza here.
I was going to say dough, ray, me. Cheese, dough and pizza sauce is a pizza.
Well, the definition does say you need tomatoes and cheese, but...
You called it there.
Settled.
Yeah, the...
If there's no cheese, it's just a wrap.
I think
no, it's not.
For it to be a sandwich,
what am I saying?
The bread has to be made forced. You can't, like, the dough was raw when it got, like, all the pizza is all made together, like it's raw dough, whereas bread is made forced and then you put all the ingredients into it.
I've seen other definitions that don't include cheese. It's more just about it being a savoury dish of Italian origin consisting of a flat, usually round base of dough.
Which is?
Baked with different toppings.
Not always. Do you ever see them square pizzas?
Maybe it does.
Weird.
There's big debate here.
The share ones.
Yeah.
Like a tear and share.
Yeah. Well, no, I think they're round as well, aren't they? I don't know. But there's square pizzas and they're freaky looking.
Odd. Not a sandwich.
Not a sandwich. The bread, for it to be a sandwich.
It needs to be bread. Like.
Sliced pan.
Sliced pan bread.
Sliced pan bread. Nothing else is a sandwich.
Or fucking sourdough or torn over.
It needs to be cooked first. It needs to be dough, cooked, cooled and cut into slices.
So that's the key, that before you put your sandwich together, the bread has to have been cooked.
Well, like made, yeah.
So what if I cook two pizza bases and then put loads of toppings on them and then put them together? Is that a sandwich?
Just two pizzas together.
But that meets all your requirements. So I get my two pizza bases, I cook them, I take them out, and then I have all my sandwich stuff and I put it on top and I close them over.
Let's leave it to the public.
I think that would
the
come
public
closer.
Have put it to us.
I think that would come closer to a wrap.
It's not. It's not curved. It's not rolled in. It's not wrapped.
It's more of a wrap than because it's not bread. Because it's flat. It's a flat based, thin based,
or
piece of dough. Based. Yeah, but it's not bread.
It's not bread. It's not. It just isn't bread, is it?
What if you if you fold over a pizza on itself?
Then that's still a pizza. That's just a pizza folded over.
A fucking stupid question.
Oh.
You just insulted a loyal listener.
No, it's not bad. It's a question I'd probably send in if I didn't listen. So, if that makes any...
If you did listen.
Is it not? It's bread. All bread is a sambo. Does that make you happy?
Yeah, two pizzas on top of each other is a sandwich.
Probably made his day that we said that.
It is a sandwich, actually. I'm going to go back on it. Fuck it, it is. Yeah. Fuck why it, not? Yeah.
Fucking cowards.
A little pizza sambo.
Flip flop.
Three people in a bed is
pizza
a sandwich.
Bagels, though. Can we talk about food?
No.
Pizza bagels?
Oh, yeah.
Stupid.
Fuck. Oh, No. Very good. Very good. They are good.
Just have a pizza.
Just have a bagel. We'll have a pizza bagel.
Just have a pizza.
Just have a pizza bagel. It's your job.
Thanks very much for listening. It's a week. Is this going out Monday?
Mm-hmm.
So we're a week away from doing a live show. We're doing
on
a live
Sunday.
Show
this Sunday.
Sunday,
yeah.
So get your tickets. It's your last chance. Won't be saying it again. Actually, we might be saying it on Wednesday. But get your tickets on the usual ticket website.
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.ie. And we'll see you on Sunday. It's going to be good.
And if you don't go, I'll jump through your window at 4 in the morning. How about that?
And he will. He doesn't lie.
I don't lie.